Young adults are facing a particular set of economic circumstances that make it more difficult to achieve long-term financial security. While they work to build up their credit scores, start saving for retirement, they're also facing rising debt with student loans, high housing costs, and high borrowing costs. This age group ends up spending more of their disposable income on paying down debt, which limits their ability to build wealth, buy a home, prepare for retirement. Many of those same factors affect borrowers of all ages. So today we're getting some advice from a pair of experts in the field, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Are we talking about you or maybe your kids, if you're at that early stage or if they're at that early stage of the career? Is there a lot of debt? Is it tough to find affordable housing? And what kind of advice do you need? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Cliff Robb is the Lorna Jorgensen-Wendt Professor in Money, Relationships, and Equality and the Consumer Science Department Chair at UW-Madison. Cliff, welcome to Central Time.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
And Eric Kroll is a certified financial planner and owner of Hilltop Financial Advisors in Milwaukee. Eric, thanks for being here.
I appreciate you having me as well. Thank you.
Cliff, how would you characterize the current, economic outlook for young adults who are entering the workforce or just into the workforce these days?
So it's very challenging for a lot of reasons, right? We've seen shifts in the marketplace that place greater responsibility on individual consumers in general. They're not only coming into a workplace that has seen relatively flat wage growth, but they're also in a marketplace where inflation is up, so overall cost of living is higher, and they're getting hit with a little bit higher interest rates when it comes to borrowing for those kinds of needs like, education, housing, you name it.
And Eric, when you work on financial planning with younger clients, assuming that younger clients come in to seek financial planning at this stage, what are some of the main concerns you're hearing right now?
Yes, younger clients are certainly coming in and have a lot of questions. A lot of questions tend to revolve around lately, how do we afford this or a house? And then planning for a growing family. How are we going to afford the cost of childcare, or is one spouse going to stay home with the kids? How is that all going to work? There's a lot of, as a young family, there's a lot of financial issues that you have to deal with and navigate.
And Eric, I imagine those are problems for any generation, but some of the things you mentioned, housing costs, mortgage rates, things like that, are you seeing over time things being more difficult for that, say, young couple or young family?
It seems to have certainly got more difficult in the past year to 2 years or so. I would say it was already very hard with the housing market, very low inventories, rising home prices. And then you throw on top of that dramatically rising interest rates, and that really boosts the cost of owning a home.
Cliff, a starting point here was an article we saw in the New York Times about younger people, Generation Z in particular, struggling a lot with debt from various sources, student loan, medical debt, credit, you name it. What are you seeing, Cliff, when it comes to debt and young people and how it compares to previous generations?
It's definitely a bigger challenge because they are, again, in general, coming to they're hitting this kind of like amount of debt at an earlier age than kind of previous generations. And again, a lot of that is due to choices they're making early on. And a lot of times those choices are difficult choices to make. So even if we think about taking higher education, which is very expensive, and putting it to the side because not everybody chooses to pursue higher education, there's a lot of other types of debts that people face, as you mentioned. So credit card debt, debt related to automobile purchases, all those other types of things are relevant for all of this generation due to the fact that just cost of living is up across the board, and it is challenging.
And Eric, when that client comes in and says, yeah, I want to start buying a house, preparing for retirement, but here I am, I have this bundle of debt. I know everybody's different, but what do you recommend as starting points for clients to start to tackle that debt?
The caveat is it always depends on the person and the situation, of course, but I try and find a way to meet the client where they're at. You know, where do things stand? We get an inventory of what is going on, what can be done. Is there any extra cash flow on hand? And does that need to be put to paying down credit card debt? Does it need to be put towards beefing up an emergency fund? Does it need to be put towards savings elsewhere? But when we start looking at things, you know, if you can only do X amount, start there, draw your line in the sand and say, okay, we're going to put $10, $20 a month. Even if it's that amount, we're going to put that amount towards debt or emergency savings. And then as we get extra income, we can increase that amount. But getting in the habit, starting with a habit of saving and paying down debt is where we typically first start.
We're talking to Milwaukee-based certified financial planner Eric Kroll and UW-Madison consumer science professor Cliff Robb about how to navigate debt, credit scores, get some retirement savings going maybe with high interest rates driving up the cost of loans. Some recent reporting on the youngest generation entering the workforce, Generation Z, already facing problems with debt that could make retirement planning difficult down the road. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How are current economic conditions affecting your financial situation, your decision-making? If you are that younger person just into the workforce or you have a kid who is, love to hear what you're experiencing. Do you have questions about some of the basics, what credit scores mean, for example? And if you're not that younger generation, what do you wish you'd known about money and finances when you were, say, in your 20s? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk about financial challenges involving debt, borrowing costs, credit scores, and long-term savings, especially for the youngest generation in the workforce, Generation Z. Our guests are UW-Madison consumer science professor Cliff Robb and certified financial planner Eric Kroll from Hilltop Financial Advisors in Milwaukee. You can join in if you need some advice, or maybe you have advice, maybe something you wish you'd known 20 years ago. Join in at 800-642-1234. Have you found ways to tackle debt and maybe to start saving for retirement yourself? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Cliff, people have been talking for years about trying to boost financial literacy in the high school curriculum and elsewhere. What to you are some of the key elements of what that generation entering a workforce needs to know when it comes to financial literacy?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of key points, but one of the foundational pieces that has kind of arisen in, at least in the US marketplace, is that concept of the credit score. So that's at the heart of the article you were mentioning earlier. And the credit score has become an incredibly important piece of information around consumers and their financial freedom. So if you look back, you know, say, you know, 30, 40 years, the credit score kind of existed, but wasn't such a prominent feature. Whereas now a young individual coming out into the workforce, that credit score can have a huge impact on their employment. It can have an impact on their ability to borrow. And it's really hard to establish those from a young age, right? So one of the things we know about credit scores is a big factor in your score is the length of your credit history. So already younger people are at a slight disadvantage. And so there's a lot of work that needs to go into learning how easy, even small decisions early on can damage that credit score, such as having a late or missed payment on a card or a utility bill. So those are really important kind of foundational pieces from my perspective.
Eric, is that something you work with clients on, credit score management, making the kind of decisions and credit choices that will over time boost that credit score and I think give better terms in the future when we borrow stuff?
Well, we don't have a specific drive to manage the credit score, but that does get indirectly managed by way of our goals are help the client make really good financial decisions, clean up things, pay down debt, boost emergency funds, things like that. All those things help to drive higher credit scores by doing that.
And Eric, I was once in my 20s, and I got to say the thought of retirement seemed like distant science fiction future to me at that point. How do you talk to younger people to encourage them to think about starting to do retirement savings early, even if it doesn't seem like it's in their time horizon?
Sure. Yeah, that is a tough one because a lot of research shows that our present selves will discount our future selves or not really prioritize our future selves as much. We prioritize our present selves a lot more. So sometimes it is getting the client to think about their future self and say, okay, you are in the distant future, you're age 65 or however old you want to be when you reach retirement goal. What are you thinking and feeling now that you're there? And try and get them to put themselves in that mind frame of being in the future. And that can hopefully help them stop and think a little bit more and prioritize that savings. The other piece that really helps is to get on an automatic savings track so that if you're already putting in an automatic monthly amount to retirement, you don't have to make that decision every month or every, however often. Do I want to save for retirement? Yes or no. You've already made that decision once. You don't have to make that decision again.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Fernando is with us in Beloit. Fernando, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up?
Well, I noticed that a lot of people, especially young people, believe in subscribing to things like viewing sites or like packages, that kind of thing. But I find, like, more often than not, it's a lot of things you don't end up wanting. So I don't subscribe to anything. It just saves a bunch of money.
Fernando, thanks a lot for the call. And Cliff, as a consumer science professor, it seems like consumer society is more and more built around subscribing to goods and services and maybe forgetting about them and paying for them into eternity. How important is this as we evaluate where our money is going?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point that's raised here. And it nicely ties back to kind of a point that Eric was making when Eric was kind of stressing this idea of establishing good habits. And in his context, we're talking about habits that are savings related and putting money away for retirement. This is kind of, again, what's happening here is marketers are very intelligently taking advantage of the known fact that if we can get you started on something in a subscription service, odds are you'll stay on board, especially if we make it kind of tricky to get off that subscription service. So yeah, there's definitely a piece there that is worth looking at. And a lot of times what we would recommend, and what I think a planner would often recommend, is that when we're sitting down to work with someone, it is laying everything on the table, right? That's part of the budgeting process, is understanding where every dollar is going. And sometimes once consumers really sit down and see, what are all these subscriptions? What are all these services I've been paying for? And then you can start to check the box of like, oh, I haven't used this in months, or I don't even like this anymore. And so it is definitely a critical area to analyze in consumer behavior.
Fernando, thanks for that call. Eric, I wanted to ask about student loan payments. Now, for those with student loan debt, there's been this on and off again, delays in needing to repay, or is it going to be canceled? Isn't it? Well, now people are having to pay. What are you suggesting people watch for as this new recurring payment starts to come due again?
Yeah, there's a lot to pay attention to, mainly because everyone is getting onto repayment all at once, where for federal borrowers, that is, where they haven't had to make payments since March of 2020. One, there is a big adjustment for borrowers where now they have to account for this payment in their budgets month to month. And then two, for the servicers, they are having to field a ton of extra forms, questions, calls, et cetera, you name it. They're not always doing the best of jobs also. And there's mistakes made on both ends from the servicers. Maybe the borrowers aren't filling a form out quite properly. And so borrowers should really pay attention, at least at the outset, what is the payment amount due? Does that match up with what I expect the payment amount to be? And if it doesn't, we need to take steps to remedy that situation.
And Cliff, in just our last half minute or so, what is the big open question for you when it comes to the financial future of the of Generation Z?
You know, I really want to get a better handle on how they, you know, kind of see their ability to make headway in the marketplace. That to me is what's most important, right? Do they see a future where housing is realistic? Do they see a future where the cost of raising a family doesn't just feel like too much, right? Because that can just be the case of, like, you know, adding a child to a household does add so many expenses and the cost of childcare is up. And so I just want households to feel like they're able to make the choices that will help them be happy. And that's always a challenge. And especially when we have markets like this, where it does feel uncertain and costs do feel higher than maybe they should be. And that's a challenge.
Thanks to both of our guests today, Cliff Robb, Professor of Money, Relationships, and Equality, and the Consumer Science Department Chair at UW-Madison, and Eric Kroll, Certified Financial Planner and owner of Hilltop Financial Advisors in Milwaukee. They're with us today to look at the financial conditions challenging young adults who are trying to build up credit scores, bring down debt, and maybe start saving for retirement, too.